The locker room pep talks are over. The players and coaches are ready, and the fans are fired up. It's time for high school football on your local sports authority, Care Radio 93.7 FM. Follow us online at mscsports.net. Stay tuned for the Giant Communications pregame show. Our coverage of local high school football is made possible by our sports boosters, featuring our title sponsor, Peru State College.
It's frustrating continually losing your connection from room to room in your house. Well, it's time to switch now and ask for the simple, easy, and powerful solution from Giant Communications. The new home-managed Wi-Fi service gives you freedom for all your devices with an uninterrupted connection that spans from your bedroom all the way to your backyard. That's right, Giant's managed Wi-Fi is connectivity for your home at the tap of a button. Learn more online at giantcomm.net. It's time for you to take the simple, easy, and powerful route for home-managed Wi-Fi from Giant Communications.
This is KAIR-FM, Horton Atchison, powered by MSC Radio and found online at msconews.net.
Dr. Sean McCool, Christine McCool, and Peggy Kistler and the staff at Cedar Ridge Veterinary Clinic provide both emergency and routine care for your animals, large and small. Specializing in small animal knee surgery, orthopedic, and soft tissue surgeries. For more information, visit their website, CedarRidgeVeterinaryClinic.com, or call 913-367-3600. At Cedar Ridge Veterinary Clinic, it's all about caring and experience.
Hey, but that we welcome you to Centralia, Kansas, here on the campus of Centralia High School. We are at Riggins Family Field, where tonight in Class 1A Regional Football Playoffs, it will be Jefferson County North and the Centralia Tigers. Hello again, everybody, with Joseph, producing and engineering back at the Care Radio Sports Studio. Tom Counts with you here, field side. And, well, I'll tell you what, last night, 71 degrees at kickoff, shirt sleeves out with the fans, absolutely splendid night. Tonight, the weather's going to be a little bit different than that. Getting to Centralia, the flags are standing out tight. It is 38 degrees. Wind is from the north at 14, gusting to 22. The air temperature, well, it kind of feels like 30 degrees out here. Precipitation has been intermittent, but right now it has kind of subsided. And there's been a lot of rain. And I mean a whole lot of rain coming up here. Bottomland fields, water standing in pools. Talking to some of the guys up here, they're saying anywhere 2.5 inches of rain today, substantially more than back in Atchison and Jefferson counties. So it is wet. It is cold. The fans are bundled up, and they are ready for what promises to be a great ball game here this evening. We've been up here before for the meeting between these two teams, and it has always, in my experience, having been here, been pretty good for the home team. JC and hoping to change that here tonight. The flip of the coin has just occurred out of the middle of the field, and it was won by Jefferson County North, and the Chargers have elected to take the football to begin the game here this evening. Proximity wise, we are on the second floor of the media facility here, and on the 40, I'm looking straight out at the 49 and a half yard line. My right hand might be on the 50. As I look out, it is couldn't get any better. You cannot get closer because the press box media facility is inside the track, not outside the track. We are inside the track. You don't get any closer. This is closer than Opie to the field. I mean, you are that close. You are spitting a sunflower seed away from the sideline here. JC and his guys kick return unit out of the field, and we are set to go and hope you enjoy it. Kicking the ball away for Centralia is going to be Brock Rennecke. He's a big senior, JC, with a duo of return men back their own 10-yard line. The kick is high. The wind is going to knock it down, and running forward is going to be fielded at the 22. Coming around to the near side, hit and drop before he can get to the 25-yard line. They're returned by Grady Nolan. Jefferson County North is going to get their offense out of the field, starting things first and 10 at their own. We're going to call this about the 20. See where he's going to spot it down. Let's call it the 23-yard line, shall we? Riggins Family Field is nice. The turf is nice. Kind of cool logo out in the middle. What I really, really love is two fully functional scoreboards, one on each end with time, down, distance, score. I mean, it's got a nice setup here. Here come your Chargers. Quarterback Grady Noll from the pistol, man in motion, and he will keep it himself. Grady puts his head down, 25. He's up to the 30. He's going to be right at the first down marker and get close to the 35-yard line. You're going to move the chains on the first carry of the ball game. No, I'm going to say he's going to be, man, they're going to give him a half yard short. Not a real generous spot of the ball. That's called it a second down and a short yard for Jefferson County North. The Chargers going from left to right across your dial here in the opening quarter. That means they're going from north to south. That means that brisk wind is at the Chargers back here in quarter number one. Connor Kearns is going to come wide to the near side. They'll have Carson McAfee as a bit of a wing to the left. Grady, long count. McAfee motions to the right. That's the wide side. Quarterback will keep it himself. This time, duck ahead. Won't get a lot, but got all they needed. Picking up the first down up to the 35-yard line. We'll call it a 2-yard carry. So Jefferson County North, with the first possession of the ball game, picks up its first possession of the evening. JC in their traveling uniform with white jerseys, the traditional green helmet, green and green lettering and trim, and kind of a charcoal or black pant for Centralia. Black helmets, black jerseys, black pants, white and orange lettering and trim. Here's the first handoff of the ball game and a straight ahead run for limited yardage. It's going to be Ethan. He'll take it across the 35 up to near the 37-yard line. So give him a couple of yards on a play just right off the right A-gap. It'll bring up a second down 8. For Centralia, I'll tell you what. You come into the ballgame thinking that they're good. You're coming into the ballgame thinking pretty accurately. Centralia is an outstanding team, and they are a handful. Anytime you play them, they are 9-0 on the season. They are the 11-man champions of the Twin Valley League. That's not a lot of wins. Here's a handoff sweeping to the right side. It's going to be Connor Kearns, and he'll get it up to the 45-yard line and be very close to it. He will, in fact, have it up for the first down. They will advance the chains once again. So again, Centralia in the TVL 11-man division, but you got to remember, only four teams in that division, so at 3-0, you're the conference champions, but they also have wins Valley Heights, Christ Prep, Onega, Troy, Jackson Heights, Garden Plain, Riverside, Pleasant Ridge, and last week over McLeod 48-8. Here's a run into the right side, and there's just not anything there this time. Trying to carry the ball into the right side, giving it a go, but there's not any room for Connor, and matter of fact, they're going to mark this for the loss of about a yard or so on the play. Make it a second down, 11. Among the many duties of the officials here tonight, trying to keep that football a little bit dry because the minute it goes on the ground, it is soaking wet. But the good news is I don't see any reflection of water standing on the field. It's got a nice crown, but you get off to the side a little bit, there is a trench, and there's water standing. And we got a marker down from the line judge on the far side, offside offense. So somebody for JCN apparently with an error before the snap of the football. And for the Chargers who've been moving it upfield, this is going to be a little bit of a hitch in that. And a second and long is going to be a second and even longer. 9.5 to go here in this opening quarter, scoreless so far. And Centralia. Talking about Centralia defeating Troy this year, that was a tremendous game. It was a 20-19 win for the Tigers. And we saw an awful lot of Troy automobiles headed down the highway as they are in the playoffs just right down the road here. Second down, 16. QB's going to keep it himself. Boots left, gets one. Give him up to the 40-yard line, but trying to find an edge, and there was just no seal over there. It's going to be short yardage for Grady Noll. Troy is down the highway, and they are at St. Mary's tonight, after they had a first-round win over Mission Valley last week. For JCN, coming up is what would appear to be a passing down on a third down at about 15 at their own 40-yard line. Receivers all the way across. Quarterback is back, looking left, throwing short, and it's going to be incomplete through the hands of his intended receiver who was looking for somewhere to go, but even had Ethan Noll caught that ball, there was not much daylight for him. So the Tigers defense gives up a couple of first downs, but stiffens before they get to midfield, and JCN will be punting the football away. taking her time, looking it over. Here's a snap back, and the boot, it's a nice one. Well, spinning, it's going to be taken to the 25-yard line, angling to the right side, and great special teams tackle coming downfield for JCN. That was absolutely well done by Grady Knoll on the kick coverage. Centralia had Henry Heidemann, the sophomore return man back there. We will now see the Centralia offense for the first time this evening. No score in the ball game with 8.5 minutes to play in the opening quarter. Centralia will have its first touch tonight, beginning this series just across their own 30-yard line. Playoff football usually draws a big crowd. Weather usually keeps it away. Weather wins tonight. Not a lot of people in the stadium here this evening. These are the tough fans. You say, you know, people who will show up for all the games, those are the ones here tonight. Quarterback is going to have a little wraparound handoff and run into the middle of the line. Good for about 1 yard. Absolutely no more than that. The ball being carried by Drew Gibbs. Gibbs is going to get the majority of carries. This team runs a single-wing offense with quarterback Trenton Talley. They're going to have a fullback in Brady Grossnickel and a tailback in Drew Gibbs. A couple of slot backs, Maverick Becker and Colton Slater. Those are going to be the primary ball handlers. It is going to bring up a second down nine call. QB is going to take it, and he will keep it himself. Duck into the middle, gets a little room. He's at the 35-40. Look out! He's running at the 50. Caught from behind. Pulled down at the 35-yard line by Connor Kearns. But big quarterback, Trenton Talley. And while we have no heights, no weights on this team, I'm going to tell you he is 6'2", maybe 6'3", 185, 88 pounds, maybe something like that. And he broke through the line. The defense was way uptight. And once he got across that initial line of scrimmage, he was running and taking some long, loping strides. First and 10 Centralia at the JCN 33-yard line. Again, they go with a single wing. Motion will go to the left. Quarterback will take it. Same play, same way. And this time, as he gets into the middle, he'll ride the wave down to around the 30-yard line. Give him about 3. But again, it's a pretty much the very same play that we saw him run a short time ago. Tackling thereby. Looks like Braden Williams coming up off the bottom of the sack. Second down 8 for Centralia. Panthers under head coach Roger Holthouse. Jefferson County North, head coach Jeff Schneider. JCN on the sideline across the way from us. On a second down and long call, this time they will go to the right side into the line. Quarterback keeps it, breaking tackles, gets to the 30, gets down to the 25-yard line, and he's going to be just short of the first down, just almost to the 24. It'll be a third down and a short 2, and I am impressed with the hard running of Trenton Talley. And again, he is long and angular, and it's just hard to wrap him up. Especially when he keeps driving, keeps the legs pumping and churning him, trying to advance that ball down the field. Third down short. Maverick Becker is going to be a little wing to the right side now. This time the snap is going to go directly to the tailback, Drew Gibbs. He will bounce it to the right side, pick up the first down. He's going to take it inside the 20-yard line. Centralia will advance to James. First and 10 Tigers. The ball is going to be spotted down now at the 17, 18-yard line. And Centralia moving, and of course, they're going to keep this thing on the ground. They can throw, but out of their formation and with their propensity, they just don't like to, and frankly, probably haven't had to a whole lot through the course of the season. Leading them out of the huddle is going to be Derek Ronnebaum, big center. Snap is back. This time they run to the left side. Again, just riding the wave inside the 15 down to the 14-yard line is Drew Gibbs. And even though we call Trenton Talley the quote-unquote quarterback, a lot of these plays in the last two consecutively, the snap is going back to the tailback, Drew Gibbs. Getting those guys lined up side by side, shoulder to shoulder in the backfield about 3 yards behind the line of scrimmage. They adjust and very quickly, the target for the snap changes. Now it looks like it's going to be Talley, who's standing up behind center. Second down 6. Talley will take the ball, hand off right side to Gibbs, and he will slash into the right and get across the line of scrimmage, gets inside the 15, maybe gets a yard, no more than that. We'll give him the 13-yard line. Third down 5. for Centralia. You kind of have a feeling somehow that Centralia is not really a big a team that's really going to be kicking a lot of field goals. And if you were, you're probably not going to be kicking it into this terrible wind that's coming right in their face right now. Between Centralia, Kansas, and the North Pole, there's one small shrub, and it's not slowing the wind down at all here tonight. Third down, 5. QB's going to hand off right side to the 15, 10 to the 5, leaning for the goal line. Did he get in? Touchdown, Tigers. The slashing run to the right side, Maverick Becker, and he will go in for the first score of the game as Centralia will take its first possession. March this thing downfield. Move the ball almost 70 yards, and now they'll run a kind of a swinging gate-looking kind of an affair for the PAT. We'll see what they're going to do. The quarterback is lined up behind the center, and now he's going to snap the ball over to the left side behind that swinging gate, and they do not get into the end zone. That was a little bit odd. It looked a little uncomfortable, and it was totally not successful, and we're going to take a timeout. A break goes to the 4:20 to go. We're in the opening quarter in Centralia. It is Centralia 6, JCN nothing.
Farming, it's more than just a job. Farmers dedicate their lives every day to the land and the community that surrounds it. Exchange Bank recognizes and appreciates their hard work. We are dedicated to helping with your agricultural needs. We can assist you with loans to keep your farm operating and for expansion. Our team at Exchange Bank is here for the long haul. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Whether it's normal automotive maintenance like oil changes and wiper replacement or more serious repairs like starters and alternators, Acheson Auto Parts is your local stop for everything you need to keep your vehicle running at peak performance. They carry a line of diesel engine parts including turbos, injection pumps, and injectors for Duramax and Power Stroke engines. Now open 8 to 6 Monday through Saturday and 9 to 6 on Sunday. Acheson Auto Parts, your independent Napa dealer, 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Acheson.
The Centralia kick is short and spinning like a top, and one of the upmen for JC and dives on it and does the right thing. You just cover that thing up, maintain possession of that live football, and Chargers are going to put their offense out of the field. It'll be first and 10, JCN, around their own 33-yard line. 4:18 to play in this opening quarter, and Centralia with this early lead, breaking out on top of their first possession, up 6 to nothing. And here comes Jefferson County North. Grady's going to take the snap, straight up the middle it goes, to the 35, to the 40, and again, very close to the first down. Grady, no. Yeah. And I don't know if Coach Snyder scripts. I don't care. I'm just telling you that that was exactly the same play that they ran down one on the first possession of the game. And this time, last time it was about a football length short. This time it was just enough for the first down. So JCN on the wheels of Grady Knoll, first and 10, up at the 43. 4 minutes and now inside for the game with these two teams having yet to throw the football. Keeping it on the ground, this game will move briskly. Kind of like that breeze out there. QB will take the snap. That was risky, very close to the motion man. Grady will come to the right side, pick up a yard and a half, maybe up to the 45-yard line. I was concerned. As the snap was coming back, I wasn't sure if they were snapping into the quarterback or the motion man was going to take that thing, because that was, they were in very, very near proximity to one another. Gain to the 45. It'll bring up a second down for Jeff North. Second down, let's call it 8. We mentioned there are many games going on in and around the area this evening. We'll try to keep some scores. If we get them shared with us, we'll share them with you. How about that? Second down of the room, 45-yard line. Now the back to throw. Looking left, throwing left. Into double coverage, and that is incomplete. Connor Kearns was the intended receiver, but twin defenders back there is Trenton Talley was back on the near side, and then they had another defender back on the far side, and maybe Ty Winters over there. It'll go incomplete. That would have been a difficult pass to have completed, and probably the wind helped JCN just to blow it away from everybody. Incompletion makes it now 3rd down, 8. looking across the way, there's a nice group of Charger fans over there. I think about eight of them are fighting over a small blanket. Third down call. Motion will go to the left side. QB's back to throw. Short drop, fires one left flat, and it sails, and it's going to go incomplete out of the reach of Ethan Noel. The Chargers were running a little bit of motion over to the far side as they had sent Andrew Baker that direction. Now for JCN, right, fourth down, and their second punt here of the opening quarter. Kick return men for Centralia, settling around their own 25-yard line. Grady's in to kick it away. It's almost scary when the quarterback is also the kicker because you never know. But he'll step up here, put that right toe to it. That's a nice kick. And it's going to send the return man going backward. Now he drops it, covers that ball up from near the 10-yard line. They're going to mark it down to the 12. He had to turn around, run backward, and Trenton Talley tried to take it over his shoulder, mishandled it, had to go down to the ground, and kind of like the kickoff a moment ago, did the right thing by covering up the football. Centralia will go first and 10. 2:50 to go in the opening quarter. They lead 6-0. Panthers have had one possession and were able to capitalize on it. JCN has gotten a few first downs, but has not gotten across midfield yet. Centralia is going to go wide to the left side. That's Paxton Bowers. And now they're going to split out and send receivers sideline to sideline. You don't see this much out of this team. The quarterback is back to throw. Lobs one right-sided. Nobody was turned around. Nobody was looking for the ball. And it lands harmlessly up around the 35-yard line. When you are not a passing team and you try to pass, oftentimes things don't go well. I mean, it's just not your wheelhouse. And that time, I don't know who was really the intended receiver because it's really not close to anyone. It'll be a second down 10. Clock stops for a first time in a long time, maybe the first time since the change of possessions, 2:48 to go in the first quarter. Centurion looking now at a second down 10. When you pass on first down, you've already put your offense kind of behind the eight ball if you're not successful with a completion. Now it's going to be second and long. QB's going to keep it. This is the run he's made so well, and that time JCN has read it. They stuff it, and it's going to be a very short gain for Talley. Chargers defense has seen that play several times tonight, and they've got a pretty good idea what to do about it. It'll bring up a third down and a long nine. Talley did not even get his full body length falling forward. Well defended in the middle by the Charger middle guys. Got Abraham Noel in there. Third down and a short 10, 9.5. Settling up all the way back at their own 5-yard line. Here comes Centralia up over the football. Against Centralia in the game tonight, a 9-0 team. QB will slide down, they'll stretch it out, and he's going to be hit. He's going to be dropped back at the 5-yard line. Tremendous pressure, a loss of 7 on the play. And for Centralia, it is punting time and kicking into the wind. This could be a bit of an adventure. They have not had to do that yet. And for JCN, 2 return men. I don't think they want to go back too deep. They're back at the 40-yard line. That's given him an awful lot of credit. I don't know how good he is, but he's going to have to be really good to kick the ball as far as they are back. And maybe the plan is to catch it running forward. Snapback is very high, but the punter will get it away. That is not a good kick, and the wind is going to knock it down to the 29. It rolls across the 35 and down at the 37-yard line. So the Chargers are going to have a short field and will have their best field position of the game to begin this series. Minute 20 to go in the opening quarter, 6-0. Centralia in front, but for JCN, this is a kind of a golden opportunity that you're looking for, the chance to get a short field and maybe capitalize on that. Look for a lead here with the wind behind you. Because in a minute 20, it's going to be in front of you. Chargers will walk out over the football. And your quarterback, Grady Noel. Man behind him is going to be Connor. Noel slides down, cuts back in the middle. He's at the 35, 30, to the 25, down to the 20-yard line. Grady Noel bursts through, 16-yard carry. It'll be a first and 10 for Jeff North. That is a sign of a good running back when they will start to the outside, get beyond that line of scrimmage, and immediately cut across the grain, get the defenders going the other direction, use their speed against them. A minute to go in the opening quarter. Chargers inside the 20, come up the 19-yard line. First and 10. Again, in the backfield, Connor Kearns. QB will take it. Same play. This time he does not cut against the grain. Just works it to the outside as best he can. Gets about 5 or 6, and he's down inside the 15-yard line. Chargers are going to have one, maybe two more plays here in the opening quarter. Matter of fact, that was a better carry and a good spot. They've got him all the way down to around the 12. It's going to be third or second down and 3. Jeff North, 28, 27 seconds left, opening quarter. This very well could be the last play of the opening quarter. Wide to the right side is going to be McAfee. He's got one-on-one coverage in. JCN's going to take a timeout. We'll do it. Taking a break with Coach Schneider. 21 seconds to go in the opening quarter. It is Centralia 6, Jeff North nothing.
Blair Milling and Atchison has all your poultry needs. Begin with a medicated chick starter crumble to give your young chicks nutrition to grow and stay healthy. Continue with a Blair's non-medicated chick grower crumble to keep them growing and developing into laying hens. When they start laying, go to the all-mash egg to keep your layers producing eggs and staying healthy for a long time. To answer any of your poultry needs, contact a Blair representative at 913-367-2310.
Subway makes it their priority to serve you the delicious meals you love in the easiest, safest ways possible. Order in-store, online, or through the Subway app for carryout service. And with so many sandwich and salad options, everyone in the family will be happy. Check out their fresh melts, signature wraps, no bready bowls, and amazing salads at Sub 5th Street Viaduct in Atchison.
Here we go, coming out of the timeout on a second down call, maybe the final play of the opening quarter. QB's going to take it, keep it himself, bounce left, turns it upfield. He's going to have a first down inside the 10. It's first and goal, Jeff North. He will advance the chains. Chargers have it first and 10 at the 7-yard line. Fox stops with the advance to the down box, and now it rolls at 13, at 12. Are they going to try to get a playoff? It does not look like it, and that is the end of the opening quarter. We got a timeout on the field. We're in Centralia, Kansas at the end of one. Centralia, 6. Jeff North, nothing.
Westside Veterinary Clinic has been caring for animals in and around the Atchison area for over 30 years. Their commitment to excellence in veterinary medicine and compassionate care for pets has never changed. Whether you have larger farm animals or a small animal friend, they offer a full range of veterinary services including wellness care, senior pet care, grooming, pet boarding, and much more. Westside Veterinary Clinic, 17014 286th Road, Atchison, or check them out at westsidevetatchison.com.
Someone once gave this sage advice on investing. Know what you own and why you own it. At Cottle Financial Group, committed to giving you the information you'll need to understand what you own and why you own it. Whether you need a second opinion on your portfolio or you have a rollover you need help with, give us a call at 367-2700, 367-2700. Registered representative of and securities offered through Berthel Fisher & Company Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA SIPC.
Good to have you back with us here. We are at Riggins Family Field in Centralia, Kansas. Going to the second quarter, Centralia with a lead 6-0, but Jefferson County North is threatening. They are first and goal at the 7-yard line. Looking out of the field, again, we talked about talking to some of the guys up here as I'm kind of walking around the facility, telling me they had a couple of inches, maybe a little bit more than that of rain, but the field looks spectacular. And then last night, you know, I'm talking to people about the fact that the old-time great equalizer of rain and mud hardly happens today because there are not a lot of natural turf fields anymore. Here come the Chargers at the 7. First and goal. Quarterback will keep it. Grady goes right side, leans, gets to the 5. Gets wrapped up in a big bear hug, and he's going to be drugged down. For Centralia, that is the freshman defensive lineman, Wade Dieters. It's kind of different. There's so many contrasts to the game we had on Care Radio last night. St. James Academy had 71 guys suited up. Centralia, you could put them all in a minivan. You know, I mean, it's just, there's just not that many guys. The program is in big, tall letters because you don't have to crowd in all of these names. It's a total different atmosphere. Here's a handoff right side, driving in, looking for the end zone, Connor Kearns, and he is going to be close. Fisher runs up, just short. Third and goal, and we will call it the one-yard line. Chargers quickly back up over the football, wasting no time. The snap. Quarterback will hand off. Kearns again. This time walks in. Touchdown, Jeff North. 11:04 to go with a half. The Chargers have tied it up. The PAT effort coming up. These two teams have a lot of similarities. Number one, love to run the ball. Number two, nobody's kicking a point after or anything else here tonight. And so the two-point conversion, crucial. Centralia, they scored the first touchdown of the game. Not successful on the conversion. Let's see what Coach Snyder and the Chargers have going here. Grady Noel, your quarterback, takes a snap, slides down, follows the block, goes in. He's in! The two-point conversion, and Grady Noel is good, and we got a timeout of the field with 11:04 to go in the opening half. JCN 8, Centralia 6.
You already know Gerber Electric provides professional and reliable service with free estimates and guaranteed work. But did you know they have a great retail space with electrical supplies for all of your do-it-yourself projects? Whether it's bulbs, batteries, connectors, or other electrical supplies, you can find it in their store at 405 North 17th in Atchison. At Gerber Electric, it's not just a job, it's a tradition.
Millions of Americans suffer from hernias each year, but only a small percentage seek medical attention. Hernias can become extremely painful and cause major health complications. The only way to fix a hernia is with surgery. Amberwell General Surgeon Dr. Roderick Warren is an expert in hernia repair and uses advanced techniques at both Amberwell Atchison and Amberwell Hiawatha. If you think you might have a hernia, contact Dr. Warren's office at 913-367-6682 to request a consultation.
Jefferson County North has come from behind to take something that few teams have done this season, and that's lead Centralia. It is 8-6, and here comes the Charger kickoff. It is a short squib kick, and a big old lineman grabs it up at the 42-yard line. Mason Stahlbomber, like they say, looks like the proverbial duck on a June bug, as he just lunges on top of that thing, covers it up, and with the short kick, Centralia comes out of this with really good field position, first and 10 of their own 42-yard line. Talking about the turf and the condition of the field, it's quite outstanding. 1, 2, 3A, you hardly see schools, you know, not many, with artificial surface, 4A and up. Atchison, the only team in the state, I believe, with natural grass. Here's a run straight ahead, and tell you what, Trenton Talley gets it across the 45, 46, about a four-yard carry, second down, and a half a dozen for two teams. And as little as I know about Centralia, other than that they're really good, these teams are almost identical. I mean, they run maybe a little different offensive sets, but when it's all said and done, the guy taking the snap is probably carrying a ball. I mean, bottom line, this is what I'm seeing so far. I mean, things could change. We've got a long way to go, 10.5 to go in the first half. But that's what I've seen so far. Now, with this full house set up in the backfield, here comes Centralia. QB will keep it, cuts right, follows the block, carries a couple of three defenders to the first down across midfield and down to the 46-yard line. It is first and 10 for Centralia. They'll have it at the 47-yard line, JCN. And quickly, they're going to... It's a little different the way these two teams go, too, because JCN gets up over the ball quicker. You see Centralia very patiently come back, huddle it up, get back over the ball. And it will bring up this first down call and penalty markers. This is, we haven't had a lot of penalties. We had an alignment penalty a little while ago against JCN. We're going to have something very similar right here, an offside, and it's also going to be against Jefferson County North. I did not notice someone across the line of scrimmage, but the line judge here on the near side certainly saw that. So the march up of five is going to give Centralia a first down five. 9:50 and winding along here in the first half. Chargers in front of the Panthers, 8-6. And again, here comes Centralia up to the line of scrimmage. They'll shift out the tailback over to the right wing. Handoff running back on the right side. Halfback is going to get to the edge, get to the 40-yard line, and will be ushered out of bounds along the near side by Ethan Noel. He showed great speed and was able to cut inside the outside guy who was defending or who's gotten into the backfield, but he just cut in front of him, turning up the field, picking up about four. It'll leave a second down, one. Now inside the Jeff North 40-yard line. Wind has not let up a bit. And now the officials are going to stop play for a moment. And here we go again. Quarterback will take the snap, runs straight ahead, picks up the first down, bounces off to the 30. He's going to score. No one will catch him this time. Into the end zone, the direct snap to Drew Gibbs. And he will carry it in from 37 yards away. And Centralia bounces right back in front. Drew Gibbs listed as a tailback, but again, they have used him with Trenton Talley kind of interchangeably as the guy taking the snap. And so Drew Gibbs will go in. Two-point conversion attempt now coming up with 9:20 to play in the first half. Centralia failed on their first possession for the two-point conversion. You're going to send a guy very, very wide to the left side. Guy very, very wide to the right. Now they're going to split the wings out. And the quarterback is going to be the only guy in the backfield. Motion to the short side. QB's going to take it. Rolls right. Looking. Pump fakes. Pulls it back down. Tries to the edge. Breaks a tackle. Breaks another tackle. Cuts into the middle. Lean and twist and shove it. But it's going to be short. And the two-point conversion again fails for Centralia. We're taking a timeout. The break coming here at 9:20 to play in the second quarter. It is now Centralia 12, JCN 8.
The new Fall Blizzard Treat menu is at Atch's and Dairy Queen Grill and Chill, and it's got all the fall, featuring returning favorites like pumpkin pie and new flavors like cinnamon roll setters, Reese's Take 5, Snickers Brownie, and more. This may be the fallest Fall Blizzard Treat menu lineup of all time, and it's all blended together in delicious, world-famous DQ soft serve. Try all the flavors at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison.
Union State Bank, founded in 1901, would like to take a moment to say thank you to everyone across the communities we serve. Hi, this is Kyle at Bank of Atchison, here to say that the work you do and the dedication you show to your local community continues to inspire our teams at all our branch locations. We are proud of our long history of being honest, reliable, and of remaining connected to the families and businesses we serve. As it was in the beginning, our customers are like family, and it is a privilege to work alongside them. Learn more about why we say we are rich in community at mybankusb.com. Member FDIC.
Brady Noel to the right side and Connor Kearns to the left. And it was just a matter of time before our ball blew off a tee here this evening, and that's what happened. So they're going to go back and put that thing back up there. The most brave player on any team is the guy who has to put his finger on the top of that thing if they have to hold it on. Here's the advance and the kick. That's a nice kick. Went behind it. It's going to push it, and it'll be fielded at the 8-yard line. Grady will start to the left, stop, cut back to the left at the 25. He's got room. Grady's at the 30, 35. Grady Knowles at the 40, 45. Grady Knowles at the 48-yard line. Pushed out of bounds by Centralia's Maverick Becker, the guy that just caught that touchdown. And Jason is in business with, again, really good field position. The Chargers have had some nice field position during the course of this game so far tonight. Centralia has come from behind to take this 12-8 lead. And we've got a long way left, 9:09 to go, opening half. Charger with the ball at their own 47. Grady Noel has a wing to the right side, running back to his left. He's going to hand it off to Connor Kearns. Connor busts up to the 50 and ankle tackled. Only thing that stopped him from picking up a lot of yardage. He's down to cross midfield, down to the 45-yard line, give him about 8 on that carry. And the touchdown saver, Trenton Talley. Again, small schools, limited number of guys. You say a lot of names repeatedly for Centralia. Trenton Talley is the name that you have to be aware of. Here's a second down call. Indiana's going to go to Connors. He'll bust to the right side, gets across the 45, down to the 40, picking up a first down to the 39-yard line. J.C. and doing a great job of moving the ball on the ground, and it looks like they're doing some very basic. I mean, this is a middle school offense going a little bit against the grain, running a little misdirection, a little trap blocking, and Centralia wants to talk about that, and they're going to take a timeout trying to analyze this JZN offense. We're taking a break with 8.5 to go. We're in the opening half in Centralia. Panthers 12, Chargers 8.
Get your tan on at Snap Fitness. You don't have to be a Snap Fitness member to take advantage of their great tanning deals. With 3 tanning beds, appointments are available from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. and 2 p.m. to 6 p.m. on Monday through Thursdays and 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. on Fridays and Saturdays. Call them at 913-367-1511 to schedule. Get your tan on at Snap Fitness, 409 Commercial in Atchison.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you the flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with HCC Online. Plus, Highland Community College offers a very affordable rate and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. Close to home, but far from debt. With a local choice, Highland Community College.
Here's a snap straight back on the first down play, and Grady's going to take it, and as he heads to the left side, somebody from on the ground reached down and just kind of tripped him up, making a little ankle tackle. It's going to be a short gain, maybe a yard, no more than that, on a play that looked like it was going to go a little bit further. We'll be interested to see how Centralia adjusts as they go to, you know, basically it's a three-man front, kind of a 34 defense. They creep those outside linebackers. When I was getting lineups earlier, they gave me 5 linebackers, 3 insides, 2 outsides, 3 down linemen, and here's a handoff in the backfield, and there is nowhere for Kearns this time. He is going to be wrapped up and will lose a couple of yards back to the 40-yard line. Chargers look at a third down and 11. And again, running into the middle is great, but right now, Centralia, if you look, 10 guys are in that box. The only guy back, and he's only back a few steps, is Trenton Talley, where he stands back there and just kind of reads what's going on and chases the ball. 7.5 to go and running along here in the first half. Centralia with a 12-8 lead. JZN with the football, but looking here at a third down and long. At the Panther 40-yard line, third and 11. QB's back to throw. The blitz is on. Sets up the screen. Gets it away. Over to Kearns. He's at the 40-35. Kearns has got the first down to the 25-yard line. That was the perfect call in the situation. And that is one of my 2 favorite plays in football, the screen pass. It worked perfectly. Down to the 25-yard line. The Chargers move the sticks. Screen pass is good in so many instances. And that was one of them right there. I think the longer the necessary yardage, the better the screen pass works sometimes. Here's your 1st and 10, JCN. Moving the ball wide to the right side. It's going to be Calvin. Manville over to the right. McAfee wide to the left. Single man to the backfield behind the quarterback, and they're going to head off a little misdirection, trying to get across the right side, but Ethan Noel, cut down to the backfield, will lose a yard. Chargers are trying to get Ethan bounced outside, and that defensive end on the left side was able to get enough penetration to have him maybe have to take a little bit of a half step back, and he got a hand on him there. Going out of the ball game for JCN is going to be McAfee, and he'll make a little adjustment here. 2nd down and 11. QB will take it and hand off again right side. There's running room to the 25, down to the 20. Connor Kearns goes inside the 20, down to the 19, maybe near the 18-yard line. That was a nice 7-8-yard carry for Connor. Leaving the Chargers at a 3rd down 4. JC and back inside the 20-yard line of Centralia. Moving into the wind, and again, keeping the ball on the ground, running. This time they settled up really, really deep all the way back around the 35-yard line and race up over the football. With the back on either side of him, Grady waits for the count. Takes a snap, keeps it himself, boots to the left, turns it up, gets the first down, gets inside the 15. Grady We'll see where they'll spot him down at the 13-yard line, and it's another Charger first and 10. JCN showing an ability to run the football, and not just in one direction. A lot of times you'll see a team that's predominantly running to one side or to the other side, but for the Chargers tonight, it has been well-balanced, and they have been able to run both sides of the field. Quickly up over the ball. Jeff North, everybody in tight, and a back on either side. Handoff, running back, cuts into the middle. He's to the 15, down to the 10, down to the 8-yard line. Again, a running back who has the knowledge this time to just slow down, allow a block to develop. And again, a lot of times you see a running back trying to run over the blockers. Well, Ethan Noel let that block happen a little bit, got a little space, and takes it down inside the 10-yard line. It's going to bring up a second down 5. Chargers going to pick up a first down inside the 5-yard line. QB's going to keep it. Stiff arms his way down to the 6-yard line. Grady's going to pick up a few more. They're going to say the 7. Not a real generous spot of the ball. Third down 3. Chargers are going to bring Carson McAfee back in from Coach Schneider and the far sideline. JCN shuttling the play in from the far side. Charger fans making a little racket over there across the way. There are visitors seating here on the far side at Riggins Family Field. We're in 4-down territory here. It's 3rd down and about 3. Quarterback slides down. He's not going to get much. Maybe gets to the 5-yard line. That will leave Jeff North at the 5-yard line looking at a 4th down, and I'm calling it 2. This is a full 2 yards at the 5-yard line. Got to get it about to the 3. Clock is rolling, and it is just going and going. We're at 3:40 to play in the first half. They're going to have that ball nose up to the 5. Got to get it to the 3. Chargers look for it down. Now you hear the Panther fans here on the near side trying to rally their defense. See what JCN does. The Coach Schneider says, we're going to talk about it, men. We're taking a break. Timeout. Joseph, 3:20 to go in the half. It remains Panthers 12, Chargers 8.
Tired of fighting ants, termites, and other pests in and around your home? Call Richard at All Pro Exterminating. With over 20 years local experience, he's got the knowledge and the tools to handle your problem. All Pro Exterminating, 913-367-7729.
KAIR is your local sports authority. On the air at 93.7 FM, online at msesports.net. Bringing you play-by-play coverage of your favorite high school teams, and still your voice for the Benedictine Ravens. For local sports, it's always KAIR.
Your car is a complex machine filled with the latest technology, and it needs quality service to keep it running right. By taking your car or truck to Lewis Chevrolet Buick in Atchison, you will have peace of mind knowing your vehicle will be maintained and repaired by highly trained professionals. And when it's time to add or upgrade a vehicle, look right here at Lewis Chevrolet Buick. Small town feel with big city discounts. Call them at 913-367-3000 or stop by 314 Woodlawn in Atchison.
See what the Chargers have cooked up on a 4th down and 2 at the Panther 5-yard line. Grady Noel, the quarterback, long count, takes a snap, slides down, cuts inside. He didn't get there. He was taken out the pegs beneath him, pulled out by the defensive end who came from the backside, Brock Rinicky, with the tackle at the 4-yard line, and Centralia gives up a lot of yards, but do not give up any points. They're going to have a 1st and 10 inside their own 5-yard line, 3:17 to play in the first half. And what we've seen from these two teams is some really good, very solid, very ground-oriented offenses. We've seen limited penalties. The only penalties, there's been no holes or no anything, a couple of alignments, a couple of 5-yard penalties. And again, they go 4 across in the backfield. Now swing one of them out to a wing or on the right side. QB's back, pumps it, pulls it down, hit in the backfield, going to be dropped back at the 3. Loss of a couple of yards for quarterback Trenton Talley. JCN did a nice job of covering the potential receivers and then closing in on the quarterback, tackling for him for a loss of 2. It is a 2nd and 12 back at the 3-yard line. So again, not only have we seen hardly any penalties, I'm not looking to hex anybody, but we haven't seen anybody put the ball on the ground today. They have done a great job turnovers are so often the key to games, and these two teams are doing a good job. Quarterback will take the snap, standing in the end zone, runs it to his right side, runs over a couple of defenders, carries two more across the 10, gets up to around the 13-yard line where he's going to be a couple of yards short of the first down. That was just Trent Talley muscling his way forward. Guys making those shoulder and waist tackles and not at the ankles or knees, and Talley is a big, strong guy, and he's not going to be very easily brought to the ground like that. It is a third down, and we're calling it two, but it will be a short two. He's got to get to the 5-yard line. He's up around the 13. QB will take it again, run the same play, gets the first down, up to around the 17. Needed a couple, gets about four. They will advance the chains. Inside 2 minutes to play in the half. Now, here's the deal. Centralia, I'm not sure they can score beforehand. They don't throw the ball well. They don't throw it often. When they do, it's not been successful at all, and they got a long way to go with less than 2 minutes. JCN trying to make a late substitution, and now that's not going to work, and they're running one guy off, and the guy who he was replacing has to race back up to the defensive line of scrimmage on the first down call. Quarterback will keep it, rolls to the left side, hit at the line of scrimmage, stood up, and he's going to be pummeled for no gain. Just shy of the 20-yard line. And again, the play coming in this time for Centralia, Reese Tanking will bring it in. Reese does not typically play on offense. He's a defensive corner, but they bring him in as a wide receiver to the right side. Minute 16, 15, minute 14 to go in the opening half. And it's going to bring up a second down and just a short 10. Back to throw again. It's going to be Talley. Looks over to the right side, lobs one out. He's got his man. A one-handed circus catch. What a catch. It is spectacular here on the near sideline for Centralia by Maverick Becker. He got the big touchdown or ran the big touchdown a minute ago. That was incredibly. Reached out with one hand, kind of bobbled it, kind of lifted it back up in the air, finally was able to secure it. All this happening while he was running down the field, and he's at the 50. A minute four to go, first half. Centralia's got the ball right on the midfield mark. And again, they go to the four receiver set, looking to throw the ball. Quarterback Talley, and they're going to take a timeout. Taking a break, Joseph, 104 left in the half. Panthers 12, Chargers 8.
McCool and Peggy Kistler and the staff at Cedar Ridge Veterinary Clinic provide both emergency and routine care for your animals, large and small. Specializing in small animal knee surgery, orthopedic, and soft tissue surgeries. For more information, visit their website, CedarRidgeVeterinaryClinic.com, or call 913-367-3600. At Cedar Ridge Veterinary Clinic, it's all about caring and experience.
Farming, it's more than just a job. Farmers dedicate their lives every day to the land and the community that surrounds it. Exchange Bank recognizes and appreciates their hard work. We are dedicated to helping with your agricultural needs. We can assist you with loans to keep your farm operating and for expansion. Our team at Exchange Bank is here for the long haul. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Coming out of the timeout, Centralia up over the football at the 50-yard line, first and 10. Leading it by four with a minute four to go in the half. Again, they're going to shift out this time to put three receivers to the left, the wide side. One receiver wide to the right. Quarterback rolls to the left side, Talley. Now he's going to run with it, steps up, cuts across the grade to the 50, 45. Foot race down to the 40. Slows down, drops the shoulder, and he's going to be mowed down to the 33-yard line. They keep him in the field of play. Tackle made by the Chargers, Ethan Noel. But again, quarterback Trenton Talley, he acted like he was going to throw. They weren't a throwing formation, but I'm not convinced in my heart that they were ever thinking about throwing that ball. I think he was figuring at least on running that thing the whole way. Clock rolling as they've gotten this down, sticks set at 45 seconds to go. At the Charger, 30. Back to throw again, quarterback. Nobody in the backfield with him, and a pass over to the right side is going to be caught and dropped. The catch was made by Maverick Becker, but as he turned into the middle, he looked right in the eyes of Connor Kearns, and the ball just fell out of his hand, so they will call it an incomplete pass. I think he had maybe not really tucked it away, and he was anticipating getting hit really, really hard, really quickly, and the incompletion will stop the clock with 38 seconds to go in the half. The ball is at the 30-yard line in Charger territory. Centralia goes wide to the left side with Brody Grossnickel, filling a slot to the left is the defensive end, Brock Reinicke. He's been good. Quarterback is back. Now he's going to run with the ball. Bust to the outside of the 30. Races out of bounds, so stop the clock at the 27-yard line. Didn't pick up a lot of yardage, but stop the clock. We got 31 seconds to play in the first half. 12-8, Centralia. And keeping in mind, not only do the Panthers have a little four-point lead right now, not a full score lead, but they will get the ball to begin the second half as, having won the flip at the onset of the ballgame, J.C. elected to receive. Here comes Centralia. Charges with four down linemen. Receivers again, two to the left, two to the right. There is one man in the backfield now with the quarterback, and then they're going to run the jet sweep to the left. Hit in the backfield, held up, and spun to the ground. What an outstanding defensive play for J.C. Inn and Andrew Baker. Wow, that was an incredible defensive play. He shot in the backfield, and I think he was stunned to see. He was there, man, man, with the ball carrier on that little jet sweep, and it's a loss all the way back outside the 35-yard line. We're going to get the last time out of the half taken by Centralia, but Joseph, we will be keeping it right here. A chance for us to preview what we've got coming up tomorrow on Care Radio. How about this? Let's don't do just one or two. I think we should do three games tomorrow. We're going to start with football pregame on Care Radio at 12:30, 1 o'clock kickoff from Wilcox Stadium as Benedict and will be hosting Evangel. A matchup of the two undefeated teams in the South Division of the Heart of America Athletic Conference. This game is for the championship of the conference. Then we're going to make our way down to the Nolan Gymnasium. The Benedictine men at 5 o'clock will be playing Southwestern out of Winfield. Nationally ranked, number 14 Southwestern is. And then at 7 o'clock, it'll be the Benedictine ladies. And they will be playing Manhattan Christian. So football in the afternoon, basketball in the evening. Big sports day tomorrow here on CARE. I can see Joseph right now in the studio. He's dancing around. Got the little happy feet going. Gotta love it, Joseph. Okay, coming out of the last time out of the half, let's see what Centralia decides to do. It's a fourth down, 15, at the 35-yard line. The JCN 35. QB will send a man in motion to the left. Drops back, looking left, throwing left, and way behind his intended receiver. He's looking over there for Reese Tanking. Now, Reese was in motion, so they had a little, he had a little head of steam as he got to the outside, turning upfield, and they had him isolated man on man, but the pass, not well thrown. It was quite behind him. And Jefferson County North's defense holds. 19 seconds left in the half. And now for the Chargers, you always kind of wonder, well, what's the coach going to do? You could go into the locker room, you know, trailing only by four and have had a great half. Or you can say, hey, we'll see what we can do with 19 seconds and, what, 65 yards to the end zone. Well, the Chargers are going to look like they're not just exactly going to the diamond formation here. They're going to spread it out. Five in the pattern. And quickly, the quarterback is back to throw the pass, batted and caught out of the backfield. And what could have been a disaster turns into maybe a loss of only a couple of 3 yards. A defender had gotten into the backfield, and he was right between the quarterback and his receiver. Got a hand on the ball. If he could pull that thing in, you put six on the board for Centralia. But luckily for JC, and that did not happen. It'll bring up a second down, 12. 13 seconds left in the half. McAfee is going to be wide to the near side. Trips to the left. And again, QB's back, and there's your old draw play. The draw play, second only to the screen pass as far as great plays go, and it will take us to halftime. We'll be back here in Centralia to summarize the opening half for you as we go to the locker room. Panthers, 12, Jeff North, 8.
It's time for the Amberwell Health Halftime Show on your local sports authority, CARE Radio 93.7. Stay tuned. Your first half recap is coming up right after this. Colon cancer rates among people under 50 are on the rise. In fact, 45 is the new recommended age for colon cancer screening. In its early stages, colon cancer often has no signs or symptoms. It's not painful, you can't see it, and most people don't notice they have it. A screening colonoscopy is the best, most reliable way to prevent and detect colon cancer. General Surgeon Dr. Roderick Warren at Amberwell Atchison is an expert at performing colonoscopies. During the procedure, he can both find and remove precancerous and cancerous polyps. Dr. Warren's office can often get you in for a colonoscopy in a matter of weeks, so don't delay. To schedule a colonoscopy with Dr. Warren, call 913-367-6682. Again, that number, 913-367-6682.
The official out of the field is begging the clock to start. He's winding up out there like he's firing up a B-52. They still haven't got it. There we go. That's a ticket. It's halftime here in Centralia, Kansas. What a great game this has been here at a Class 1A in the state of Kansas. By the way, I might just share with you a little information. This game is being brought to you by the station, its advertisers, and the member high schools of the Kansas State High School Activities Association. No rebroadcast in whole or in part may be made without the express written consent of both CARE Radio and the KSHSAA. Tremendous ball game, and it has been as good as it has been billed. Starting off, the Centralia Panthers leaped out in front with the only opening quarter score. Did it on their first possession as Maverick Becker went in from 13 yards out. The point after failed at the end of the quarter was a 6-0 Centralia lead. But J.C. comes right back down the field, moving very quickly, punching in a one-yard run on the wheels of Connor Kearns. The two-point conversion, successful. Grady Noel run it in with 11:04 to go in the half. JCN had taken its first lead in the game. A couple of possessions later, Drew Gibbs from 37 yards out goes in, and a two-point conversion, again, not successful for Centralia. That happened at 9:20 to go in the half. Each team with a couple of possessions beyond that, neither able to get anything in, and JCN really threatened. They had a fourth down and a couple at the five-yard line deep in Centralia territory, but could not pick up the first down. Centralia ultimately going downfield, but couldn't do anything more with it. We go to halftime, 12-8, in what has been a ground-oriented and hard-fought ball game. Teams have thrown it a few times, but these two teams, if they're going to score, and whoever's going to win, they're going to do both of those things with their running game. Well, we're going to tell you what, we're going to take a little bit of a break. We're going to be back, bringing to the second half live. It is cold outside in Centralia, 38 degrees at kickoff time, and I guarantee you it's no warmer than that now. With the wind chill at 30 at that time, we'll update all of those and come back and bring you the second half of your live. But with your intermission score, Panthers 12, Jeff North 8, we're kicking it back to Joseph at a Care Sports Studio, where he's going to prepare for you a delightful halftime.
Atchison Auto Parts, your independent Napa dealer, locally owned and operated. Stop by and see faces you recognize that have been in the business for over 50 years combined. They're all car guys who care about getting you the right part for your passenger vehicle or heavy-duty parts for the big trucks. They've extended their hours to better serve you. Now open 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Saturday and 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. on Sunday. Atchison Auto Parts, 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Atchison.
For all the 4-H participants, Blair Feeds wants you to win that blue ribbon with our Show Pig products. Start with our Show Pig grower. Its high energy level combined with the balanced amino acid level will maximize lean muscle growth. Then at 125 pounds, switch to Show Pig finisher to further achieve genetic potential in your Show Pig. Call us at 367-2310 for more information or stop by 1000 Main Street to pick up all your Show Pig needs.
You're listening to KAIR-FM, Horton Atchison, your only source for the latest local news and information. Find us online at msconews.net.
Subway makes it their priority to serve you the delicious meals you love in the easiest, safest ways possible. Order in-store, online, or through the Subway app for carryout service. And with so many sandwich and salad options, everyone in the family will be happy. Check out their fresh melts, signature wraps, no bready bowls, and amazing salads. At Subway, under the 5th Street Viaduct in Atchison.
Westside Veterinary Clinic has been caring for animals in and around the Atchison area for over 30 years. Their commitment to excellence in veterinary medicine and compassionate care for pets has never changed. Whether you have larger farm animals or a small animal friend, they offer a full range of veterinary services including wellness care, senior pet care, grooming, pet boarding, and much more. Westside Veterinary Clinic, 17014 286th Road, Atchison, or check them out at westsidevetatchison.com.
Good evening, this is Joseph Kerr with Hot Country 93.7. I'd like to thank you for joining us as we're bringing you Friday Night Football with JCN on the road at Centralia. We'll be joining Tom Couts shortly. Coming up tomorrow, we've got Benedictine Athletics all day long. Starting at about 12:30 for the pregame show, as the Benedictine Ravens are playing host to Evangel. As Tom mentioned just a little while ago, they are the two undefeated teams in the South of the Heart of America Conference, and they are going for the championship. Make sure that you tune in at 1 p.m. for the kickoff. Then, in the evening, we will have men's basketball with Benedictine at 5 p.m. and women's basketball at 7 p.m. I'll be back in just a moment with the scores as I have them.
Benjamin Franklin once wrote about investing. An investment in knowledge pays the best interest. At Caudill Financial Group, we are committed to giving you the information you'll need to navigate the world of investments. Let us answer your most pressing questions about the markets. Whether you need a second opinion on your portfolio or you have a rollover you need help with, give us a call to learn more at 367-2700, 367-2700. Registered representative of and securities offered through Berthel Fisher & Company Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC.
You already know Gerber Electric provides professional and reliable service with free estimates and guaranteed work. But did you know they have a great retail space with electrical supplies for all of your do-it-yourself projects? Whether it's bulbs, batteries, connectors, or other electrical supplies, you can find it in their store at 405 North 17th in Atchison. At Gerber Electric, it's not just a job, it's a tradition.
Taking a look at the scores as I have them right now, we've got Horton with 2 minutes and 24 seconds left in the second quarter, leading Bishop Ward 35-0. In the Hanover-Calton-Galva game, Kenton-Galva was at 48 points to Hanover's 0 with 4 minutes remaining in the second half, or second quarter, I'm sorry. The latest score that I've got from the Troy-St. Mary's game was at the end of the first quarter, where it was St. Mary's 6, Troy 0. In the Rossville-Nemaha Central score at the half, it is Nemaha Central 24 to Rossville's 7. And at the Bishop Ward-Holton game, it is Holton at 35 points to Bishop Ward's 0. In the game that you're listening to right here at Hot Country 93.7, we've got Centralia at 12 points to Jeff County North 8. I'll be back in just a moment with a good look at that weather eye forecast.
It's frustrating continually losing your connection from room to room in your house. Well, it's time to switch now and ask for the simple, easy, and powerful solution from Giant Communications. The new Home Managed Wi-Fi service gives you freedom for all your devices with an uninterrupted connection that spans from your bedroom all the way to your backyard. That's right, Giant's Managed Wi-Fi is connectivity for your home at the tap of a button. Learn more online at giantcomm.net. It's time for you to take the simple, easy, and powerful route for Home Managed Wi-Fi from Giant Communications.
Here is your Hot Country 93.7 forecast. Scattered thunderstorms likely tonight, otherwise cloudy. Lows dip down to about 35. North winds 8 to 15 miles an hour. Bright sunshine tomorrow. Scattered rain showers likely. Daytime highs approaching 56. Clear skies and quiet again tomorrow night, 40. Upper 50s Sunday and Monday. Once again, low of 35 tonight. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
And this is Joseph Kerr with Hot Country 93.7. I'd like to mention that right now we've got 38 degrees in downtown Atchison with a feels-like temperature of 29 degrees right now. We've got a wind out of the north at 15 miles per hour. The relative humidity is sitting at 99%. The barometric pressure is still falling at 29.74 inches of mercury. We'll be joining Tom Kautz in just a moment, right after these messages.
Blizzard Treat Menu is at Atchison Dairy Queen Grill and Chill, and it's got all the fall, featuring returning favorites like pumpkin pie and new flavors like cinnamon roll setters, Reese's Take Five, Snickers Brownie, and more. This may be the fallest fall Blizzard Treat Menu lineup of all time, and it's all blended together in delicious, world-famous DQ soft serve. Try all the flavors at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison.
Union State Bank, founded in 1901, would like to take a moment to say thank you to everyone across the communities we serve. Hi, this is Kyle at Bank of Atchison, here to say that the work you do and the dedication you show to your local community continues to inspire our teams at all our branch locations. We are proud of our long history of being honest, reliable, and of remaining connected to the families and businesses we serve. As it was in the beginning, our customers are like family, and it is a privilege to work alongside them. Learn more about why we say we are rich in community at mybankusb.com. Member FDIC.
Get your tan on at Snap Fitness. You don't have to be a Snap Fitness member to take advantage of their great tanning deals. With three tanning beds, appointments are available from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. and 2 p.m. to 6 p.m. on Monday through Thursdays, and 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. on Fridays and Saturdays. Call them at 913-367-1511 to schedule. Get your tan on at Snap Fitness, 409 Commercial in Atchison.
Thanks for listening to the Amberwell Health Halftime Show on your local sports authority, Care Radio 93.7. We now return to the field for second half action of tonight's feature game.
We're in Centralia, Kansas, and here's a little rumble of applause from the crowd. That is because the Panther team has come out of the locker room, and JC is right behind him coming down the long path. The locker facilities are kind of across the way and up the hill and beyond the parking lot and in the, basically in the school building in the gymnasium end. That's where the lockers are. So they've got a bit of a trek to go to get back and forth between the two of them, so it takes them just a little bit of time. And again, Centralia, the first team out, and here comes JC, and they're walking across the track. The track around the place is kind of a nice track. It's pretty new, composite track, but it is very, it's six lanes, and I mean very narrow. I mean, really, that outside lane is pretty dicey as it falls off right off the edge. So it is small, and again, our media facility is inside the track between the track and the sideline. So we are absolutely on top of the field here. Don't get a much better vantage point than this. Exciting first half. There's some other exciting games going on around the area. Let me see some of the scores that have been shared so far. Halftime, St. Mary's is in front of Troy, 12-0. I got to mention at the onset of the game, we saw a lot of Troy cars headed down the highway and headed toward St. Mary's. You've got Nemaha Central leading Rossville 24-7 at half. Holton is up on Bishop Ward by several touchdowns at last note. Sabetha 27, Riley County 6 as that game has come to halftime. The game here has been moving along pretty quickly. Again, these other games just at the half, and here we are about ready to go to the third quarter here. And the key to it is, you know what the key is. It's ground-oriented offense. It's seldom throwing the football, predominantly running. Clock keeps moving, and games go pretty quickly. These teams have had few possessions in the course of the evening, and absolutely, as this game goes on, there will be none to waste. Jason has moved the ball pretty well on the ground, in fact, and it's been a great running day for Grady Knoll. Connor Kearns getting into the end zone on the touchdown, and then Grady carrying in the two-point conversion. Similarly, running out of that single wing offense. Preliminary quarterback, Trenton Talley. I call him primary quarterback because, again, they will go shift over and have the direct snap to one of the backs, but for the most part, Talley's the guy who's been taking those snaps. And he's had an outstanding game also. They've thrown the ball a few times, it would be seemingly apparent to me. How about that? That their long suit is not throwing the ball. Long suit is running the football, and they do that very, very well. Well, the Panthers done warming up, and they're huddled up around their coaching staff over here on Menier's sideline, and very experienced staff, head coach Roger Holthaus. And on the far side, Jefferson County North, and head coach Jeff Schneider, his assistant coaches James Tweed and Corey Knoll. Corey, the new boys head basketball coach at Jefferson County North High School. So those seasons will be coming up here just absolutely before you know it, you know? And we're just less than a minute away from the kickoff that'll begin the second half here tonight, and the officials are coming over to the side and asking the coaches, which direction are we going to go to begin the second half? And again, keeping in mind that JCN will be kicking the football. And I don't know, I'm kind of one of those guys who, if given an option in the second half, I would prefer to have the wind at my back in the fourth quarter. So I think that I would rather be going to the north in this game in the third quarter. Winner of this game is going to be pitted against the winner of the Opie Pleasanton game that is going on as we speak down in Opie, Kansas, down in Lyon County. Top half of the bracket, St. Mary's Colgan has advanced already after their game last night, and they will be taking on the winner of that St. Mary's Troy game happening just down the road from us here. That all said, it is going to be JCN getting. I like the way they're going, man. I like the fact that JCN is going to have the win behind them in the fourth quarter. That said, Chargers are going to be putting the ball on the tee for the second time tonight and get ready to kick this thing away for Jeff North. Will Elias, freshman kicker, will be booting it. And again, into the wind, there's going to be a single man back deep at the 20-yard line. There's the advance. It is a low kick bounding at the 40, 30, picked up at the 25-yard line. Up the middle, it comes to the 35, breaking out, 40, 50, and an ankle tackle at the 40-yard line. That was a touchdown. Saving effort by Jefferson County North. And you know what? Cameron Seaver saved the score right there. He went all in on that tackle, and that was a huge return for Centralia. And they're going to begin the second half with really good field position. First and 10 of the Charger, 35-yard line. First and 10, here they go, operating out of that single-wing offense. Quarterback will keep it, run to right side, pick up about 5 or 6 down to the 30-yard line. And for Centralia, the second half begins much as the first half had, with that very solid, very base play, keeping the quarterback with the ball and just running it straight ahead. Second down, and they're going to give him a good spot just inside the 30-yard line, second down 4. Panthers with the ball. Quarterback Trenton Talley. Single man on his left hand is Drew Gibbs. And this time Talley will go straight ahead. He's going to be grabbed, bear hugged, and drugged down. Ethan Knoll gets credit for the tackle for JCN. He had a little help in there before it was all done. And we're already a minute into the second half. Third down 3 for the Charger. Let's call it the 28-yard line. And again, you've got to understand that for Centralia, once you got to midfield, probably you're probably in four down territory pretty close. Or in four down territory, certainly here. Talley. No, it's going to be direct snap to Gibbs, and he'll go right side, and he's going to be really close. I mean, really close to the first down. Fish on the near side now slides down, puts a toe on the 25-yard line, and if he does, that's going to be enough. They'll advance the chains. I thought they had him for a moment just short of the 25-yard line, but they'll say, nope, first and 10. So at the Charger 25-yard line, Centralia moving the football to begin the second half. 12-8, Panthers in front. First guy up over the football for Centralia, the center, Derek Runnebaum, big senior. Motion will go to the left side as they break out of it. Quarterback will run it into the left side. He's going to be hit from behind. It breaks the first tackle and going to be finally hauled down. Nice job in the middle. The first contact really was made for JCN by Fowler, I think, and then a couple of the linemen coming over to kind of finish that business up. Abraham Knoll in on the stop. 10 minutes to go in the third quarter. It'll be a second down 6 for Centralia. Panthers will have one man behind the guard. Quarterback straight back, running back on either side of him, and QB will keep it again. Cuts to the right side, cuts inside. Going to be grabbed by Ethan Knoll, but Ethan ends up with him up at the shoulder pads. And a big quarterback who's just strong and powerful is able to utilize the superior leverage, push forward, take it down to the 20-yard line. That's going to bring up a third down and about a 5. Third down 5, let's call it, at the Charger 20-yard line. Trenton Talley. He's a big enough guy and a good enough athlete to play Saturdays. He would not be a quarterback anywhere. I mean, he's going to be a safety maybe or something like that, but he's a big athletic kid. He'll keep the ball again, cut to the right side, and spins and twists, but he's only going to pick up a couple of yards. It'll bring up a 4th down 3. This is a huge defensive call now for Jefferson County North. Centralia's taking the opening kickoff of the second half and has moved it steadily downfield after a good return. And now for the Chargers, going to be interested to see what they do to see if they can make a stop here on a big 4th down 3 inside the JCN 20-yard line. We're down to 8.5 to play in the third quarter. Again, each team is going to have, I'm going to say, 3 second-half possessions. Is that what you're going to have? QB will take it, slows it up, and hands it over. Right side, first down and more. To the 10, to the 5, to the end zone, touchdown. The defense bit, chased Trenton Talley. He put it in the hands of Drew Gibbs, and Gibbs rambles in. And with 8:22 to go in the third quarter, Centralia will extend its lead now 18-8. That was a very deceptive call, and the Chargers knew who they were expecting to carry the ball. But instead, it went into the hands of the big tailback, Drew Gibbs. And now Centralia, who's 0-for-2 on two-point conversions, going to line it up again here. Looking for the two-pointer. They're going to send receivers wide to the left and tight ends on the right. They reverse to the right side, and now they're going to throw it into the end zone, and it's good for 2. To the reverse, then, to the quarterback who makes the catch, and we got a timeout. 8:22 to go in the third quarter. Now Centralia, 20, Jeff North, 8.
Tan on at Snap Fitness. You don't have to be a Snap Fitness member to take advantage of their great tanning deals. With 3 tanning beds, appointments are available from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. and 2 p.m. to 6 p.m. on Monday through Thursdays and 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. on Fridays and Saturdays. Call them at 913-367-1511 to schedule. Get your tan on at Snap Fitness, 409 Commercial in Atchison.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you the flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with HCC Online. Plus, Highland Community College offers very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. Close to home, but far from debt. With a local choice, Highland Community College.
Well, with a touchdown in the first and in the second and now in the third quarter, Centralia has taken a 20-8 lead over JCN. And here's the kick with the wind behind him. It's kind of a knuckleball that will hit and go out the back of the end zone. Chargers will bring their offense out first and 10 from the 20-yard line. Gibbs on the run for the touchdown and the two-point pass on a little reverse that the receiver throws back to the quarterback, Trenton Talley, who is standing along on the right side of the end zone. And for JCN, let's see what they've got cooked up at halftime offensively. They'll be going again here in the third quarter from right to left across your dial in those visiting white jerseys, green helmets, lettering, and trim. Quarterback Grady Noel looks him over a little bit. Has his running back Ethan Noel on his right hand. Jet sweep to the right side. And the quarterback is going to be hit and dropped, and he will lose some yardage. It looked like there was some kind of a little hesitation either in whether they were making the handoff or whether he was going to forge ahead. But in that brief moment, the defensive front for Centralia had shot through, makes a tackle for a loss of about four. That'll bring up a second down, 14, Jeff North. Chargers are going to be huddling up now at their own 5-yard line. They again shuffle the play in from Coach Schneider. They'll step out over it, and Grady's going to have a man on either side of him now. On the left side, Kearns, on the right side, Ethan. And QB will take it himself, slides right, gets close back to the 20-yard line, maybe up to the 19, picking up some of that lost yardage, but leaving the Chargers facing now a third down and long. It would be, for most teams, it would be a passing kind of a situation on third down and 10. But again, moving into the wind, it'll be interesting to see what they elect to do. Right now, a little momentum on the side of Centralia. That touchdown and then the successful two-point conversion has the Panthers kind of fired up. And again, they go to that basic 34 or maybe three stack kind of a defense. Quarterback is back, flares it over. It'll be caught at the line of scrimmage, but no chance for McAfee to advance that ball. The pass was a little behind him. He had to kind of wait, go back for it a little bit, and by that time the coverage had closed in on him. So the ball moved to the 25-yard line where it'll bring up a fourth down, 5, and for the Chargers, looks like it's going to be a quick 3 and out. They're going to bring their kicker in to punt the football away. Elias is in, and for Centralia, the return by Trenton Talley will come from around the 40. Here's the kick, angles to the near side, bounces to 50, takes a nice bounce, 45, and it's going to go down to the 43-yard line. So for the Centralia Panthers, leading in the game 20-8, the second possession of the second half will begin first and 10 at their own 43-yard line. JCN defense needing to rally here, need a takeaway, need something to kind of stymie the early second half momentum and swing it back to their side if they're going to make a big road win here tonight. Looking over to the near side, the play comes in, and Trenton Talley talks to his team, gives him the play, and then he holds up his right tackle and has an extra little word with him as they come up to the line of scrimmage. And now he's going to be back to throw, looking deep, going over the middle, going downfield. He's got his man who pushes off, and it's going to be incomplete. He was looking way downfield for Maverick Becker. And Becker, trying to get himself a little bit of separation, reaches out on Calvin Manville and kind of pushes him away with the hand, but the pass was well beyond catching and a little too deep, and it goes incomplete. Second down and 10. Centralia operating at his own 43-yard line. Clock stops at that incompletion. We're already almost halfway through the third quarter. It's 6:17. And again, I don't think it's unreasonable to assume that each team will get 3 second-half touches, maybe 4. I can't imagine more than that, much time as they're taking. This time the wraparound handoff is going to come to the near side, to the 45-yard line, and then hit, stood up, and dropped Maverick Becker. Becker's done a good job of running the ball, and whether he's caught or carried, and he's been a huge part of this offense, then it's going to be a tackle after the gain of, we'll call it generously, a 3-yard gain. Third down and long 7. Just across their own 45-yard line for Centralia. And again, coming from the near side, Talley goes over, has a quick word with Coach Holdhouse, brings the play back in. They've got good size, Centralia does up front. Nothing just like overwhelming, but they've got good size and well coached. Now the running back is going to carry it, gets to the 50. He's going to be stopped short of the first down. Here's the decision for Centralia. You've been moving the ball. You're feeling pretty good about yourself. You got a fourth down and 2 just across midfield. Do you leave the offense out of the field? And I think they will. I believe they've got the confidence right now, and I think they're feeling it, and I think that they believe that a first down here is going to be a real momentum switch. JC is going to make a late substitution on the defensive side, and it will be a fourth down run here by Centralia. They got a fourth down and two at the 49-yard line. Motion to the left side. That's going to be Maverick, and the quarterback is going to keep it, puts his head down. He's got the first down and pushes forward to the 45-yard line. Nothing fancy, nothing special about that. That was just Trenton Talley running hard, hitting the hole, tackled again by Blake Fowler. And we're seeing Blake getting in on a lot of tackles. When you look to the secondary to make those tackles on those running plays, that's telling me that they're getting four, five, six at a time by the time he can get there. First and 10 at the 45-yard line, Centralia in JCN territory. And again, this time it's going to be Drew Gibbs, who takes a direct snap, stretches the field to the right, will get only a couple of yards. That was a nice tackle on the near side. Credit for that stop for JCN is going to go to Connor Kearns. A gain of three, now at the Charger 42. We're now inside 4 minutes to play in the third quarter. JCN has had the ball one time in the second half. This is only the second possession for Centralia. And again, they got that crazy offense. Quarterback is going to run, spins in, gets away. Look out, 40, at the 30, 20. Can he catch him at the 10? At the 5, touchdown Centralia. Chasing from behind, trying to drag it down, but Connor Kearns unable to get there in time. And another Trenton Talley score. Talley's going to go in and I'm going to call that a 43-yard run. And a PAT coming up here. We're at 3:46 left in the third quarter. So two second-half possessions for Centralia, and they've been able to culminate each of them with a touchdown. And, of course, you're going to see Centralia going for two here. Long count. It goes to Talley. He'll hand off the sweep to the right at the 5, cutting in towards the end zone. Does he stretch it out? Is he in? He's good. The 2-point conversion is good by Maverick Becker. And we got a timeout on the field. 3:46 to go in the third quarter. It's now Centralia 28, JCN 8.
Tired of fighting ants, termites, and other pests in and around your home? Call Richard at All Pro Exterminating. With over 20 years local experience, he's got the knowledge and the tools to handle your problem. All Pro Exterminating, 913-367-7729.
KAIR is your local sports authority. On the air at 93.7 FM, online at mscsports.net. Bringing you play-by-play coverage of your favorite high school teams. And still your voice for the Benedictine Ravens. For local sports, it's always KAIR.
Lewis Chevrolet Buick is your trusted Buick Chevrolet dealership in Atchison, and the reason why their loyal customers keep coming back. From the time you enter the showroom or service center, you can expect to be treated like family each and every visit. Lewis Chevrolet Buick, dedicated to providing exceptional customer service and being an integral part of the Atchison community. See them at 314 Woodlawn.
Jefferson County North is going to bring its kick return unit out of the field. They've got their work cut out for them right now with 3:46 to go in the third quarter, finding themselves trailing by three scores. It's 28-8 Centralia. Panthers will be kicking with the wind, and there's the boot. It's away by Brock Renke, and JCN will take it, picking it up around the 15-yard line. Up the right side, crossing the 20, and beyond the 25-yard line, but short of the 30 is the kick coverage by Brett Heideman for Centralia. He's going to make the stop. Jeff North's going to have the football, first and 10 of their own 28-yard line. So Grady with a bit of a return. Other games going on around. Holton has stretched its lead now 42-0. Holton at halftime as they're playing the Cyclones at Bishop Ward. Holton having no problem with them. much like Sabetha having no problem with Riley County, leading 27-6. Here's your first to 10 call. See what the Chargers have up their sleeve. And quarterback will keep it. He will angle to the left side, come up short of the 30-yard line. A couple of yards picked up for Jeff North and Grady. Right now, it's a 3.5 minutes to play in the quarter, or in the third quarter. Jason is going to make a little substitution. They're going to run a receiver, tight end, and Andrew Baker, the sophomore, is going to check in. Out of the game for a moment, Blake Fowler. Now he's going to run right back in, and I'm counting 4, 7, 8. I got 11. Right? First and 10. Here come the Chargers. QB's back. Fires one. Right side. It's caught. 25, 30, up to the 40, up to the 42-yard line. Quick hitter into the right side, and no hits Ethan. Grady to Ethan, and that was a nice gain, and Ethan Nolan found himself out in some space over there, got the ball, and started running north. That was a good play and a nice game. First and 10 at the 43-yard line. Jefferson County North with the football. 2.5 minutes ago in the third quarter. Carson McAfee, the junior wideout, comes to the left side, wide to the right side. It's going to be Blake Fowler. Again, the long count, quarterback back, 3-4, 5-step drop. Now being chased out of the pocket, throws it and basically throws it away toward Ethan Noel. He's looking downfield. Now, you got Grady kind of coaching one of his receivers. He was waiting for someone to zig when they zagged, and it was ultimately an incomplete pass. Stopping the clock, 2 minutes and 20 seconds to go into the second down 10. Third quarter play. Jefferson County North, a team who likes to run and runs well, but now trailing by 3 scores, kind of put in a situation where they may have to throw the ball a little more than they're accustomed to or would prefer to. It's going to be a quarterback draw, and with a 2-yard gain, Grady Noel takes a lick in the center, contacted by the big fullback and linebacker, Brody Grossnickel. Fullback, middle linebacker, those guys, they're out there because they like the contact, and he made some contact on that play. Third down 8 for Jefferson County North at their own 45-yard line. Approaching midfield, trailing by 20. Minute 45 to play in the third. So go to the 5-wide offense and 3-step drop. Quarterback's looking, and now he lobs one. It's going to be caught, but a gain of about 5 on a third down 8. The pass is caught on the near side by Calvin, and he's going to be right at the midfield mark with the Chargers. Now they've got a decision to make on a 4th down 3 at the 50. But you're running out of time, you're running out of possessions, and you're down by 3 scores. Really, while there are options, there really are not many good ones. Got to leave that offense out there. Here you go. This time, they'll send the receivers wide to the right side, the wide side of the field. Quarterback is back to throw. Flares one right side. It's going to be caught and dropped at the line of scrimmage. It'll be incomplete, and at the midfield mark, Centralia is going to take over the football, first and 10. With 52 seconds to go in the third quarter, they lead in the ballgame 28-8. The pass was thrown short of the first down marker, and had it been caught cleanly, it was still going to be tough for Andrew Baker to be able to advance it and get it far enough to pick up that first down. And for JCN, their defense, who has not been able to take it away. But then again, neither has the Centralia defense. We've had no turnovers in the game, and we have not had a second-half penalty yet. These two teams are playing pretty clean football out here. First and 10 at midfield. Here comes Centralia. Quarterback on a bit of a reverse. Got some running room. Picking up 5, 6, now 7 yards on the carry. The tailback, Drew Gibbs. That was a nice spinning handoff by Trenton Talia. Almost it turns into a kind of a reverse play as the halfback from the right side was going in motion, and he hands it to them, picking up good yardage. Give him 7. Second down 3. This will be the last play of the third quarter coming up here. QB is going to bring Maverick back to his left hand and will hand it up to him, 40, 35, down to the 30, stop to the 27-yard line, and that will end the third quarter. We'll be back, fourth quarter, here in Centralia, coming up after 3. It is Panthers 28, Jeff North 8.
Dr. Sean McCool and Dr. Christine McCool at Cedar Ridge Veterinary Clinic have over 20 years' experience handling both emergency and routine care for your animals, large and small. Specializing in small animal knee surgery, reproduction, and orthopedic and soft tissue surgery. For more information, visit their website at cedarridgeveterinaryclinic.com or call them at 913-367-3600. Cedar Ridge Vet, customizing care to meet the needs of you and your pet.
Farming, it's more than just a job. Farmers dedicate their lives every day to the land and the community that surrounds it. Exchange Bank recognizes and appreciates their hard work. We are dedicated to helping with your agricultural needs. We can assist you with loans to keep your farm operating and for expansion. Our team at Exchange Bank is here for the long haul. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Happy to have you back with us here at Riggins Family Field. We're in Centralia, Kansas, where in this Class 1A regional game, the home team has put together a 28-8 lead going into the fourth quarter. Now, as they shift into the field, Jay Cena is going to have the wind at their back, but they've got a hill to climb in front of them, down by 3 scores. As we get set to go to the fourth quarter, it is a 1st and 10 for Centralia, and they're going to be at the Charger 28-yard line. Quarterback Trenton Talley takes the ball, hands off again. They run this play about a half a dozen times in a row, and this time again they ride it forward. It's going to be good for about 3 more yards. And I'll tell you what, for Centralia, one thing that they do is they block, and they block aggressively, whether they're at the point of attack or whether they're well away from it. I mean, these guys are all out there and all about some contact. Gain of about 3, taking the ball down to the 25-yard line. It'll break up a 2nd down 7. Centralia moving from right to left here with 11 and a half to play in the ball game. They lead by 20. I'm going to shift a wingman to the left side. And the snap is back. Maverick will take it at the 25. Hit and tackled hard at the 20-yard line. I mean, he went down on his back really hard, but quickly springs to his feet. Trots back into the huddle. Maverick Becker's not a big guy, but he plays hard. He plays maybe a little bit bigger than he is. Not super fast, but he plays at a fast pace. He's just kind of a hard-nosed player out there. 3rd down and a couple in 4 down territory for Centralia. And here's a straight-ahead run, picking up the 1st down inside the 20. And down to the 16-yard line, they will advance the chains. It's a 1st and 10 for the Panthers. With the ball that time, Brock Rinicky. I've not seen Brock touch the ball yet tonight. And Centralia is now set a telegraph in the play-in. They're going to take a little extra time as Talley walks over, talks to Coach Holdhouse, gets the play verbally from him, carries it back into the huddle. Back there, Drew Gibbs on the left side. QB will keep it. Look at that pulling guard from the left side. Cut around to the right. Open a big hole. And you got to give props to Connor Whitman. Not only did Connor do a nice job blocking, but Connor's a freshman out there. So you got to like the way he's playing some ball. You got also Miles Wimberly with a little bit of a lead block and a carry that is good for 5. And it's down out of the 12-yard line. The ground game really does not care which way the wind is blowing. It's certainly not affecting them at all. They'll send a wing to the right, and the QB will keep it, pick his way. He's to the 10. He's to the 5. Breaks away. Touchdown. Centralia, and a score by Trenton Talley. So Talley will tack on another one with 9:31 to play. And Trenton Tally. We'll go in from, we're going to like out here, I'm going to call that maybe, what, 13, maybe something like that. 13-yard run. And we'll see what they do on the two-point conversion. They'll go very wide to the right side with Reese tanking. Go wide to the left side with Paxton Bowers. This is kind of a traditional offensive set. Quarterback's back, pumps once, pumps again, throws a bullet at the goal line. It is dropped, incomplete, and the two-point conversion, not successful. We're taking a timeout. Joseph, we're down to 9.5 to go in the ball game. It is Centralia 34, Jeff North 8.
Whether it's normal automotive maintenance like oil changes and wiper replacement or more serious repairs like starters and alternators, Acheson Auto Parts is your local stop for everything you need to keep your vehicle running at peak performance. They carry a line of diesel engine parts including turbos, injection pumps, and injectors for Duramax and Power Stroke engines. Now open 8 to 6 Monday through Saturday and 9 to 6 on Sunday. Acheson Auto Parts, your independent Napa dealer, 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Acheson.
For all the 4-H participants, Blair Feeds wants you to win that blue ribbon with our Show Pig products. Start with our Show Pig grower. Its high energy level combined with the balanced amino acid level will maximize lean muscle growth. Then at 125 pounds, switch to Show Pig finisher to further achieve genetic potential in your Show Pig. Call us at 367-2310 for more information or stop by 1000 Main Street to pick up all your Show Pig needs.
Brock Reineke getting set to kick it away for Centralia. 34-8, Panthers. Here's a kick, end over end, and it'll bounce at the 25, get picked up, and I think kind of off balance a little bit. Connor just kind of falls on it, covers it up, and for Jefferson County North, 75 yards away from the end zone, it'll bring up a first and 10. 9.5 to go in the game. Chargers kind of shuffling some guys in, getting that offensive unit out on the field. A couple of them come in at the end, and I always wondered how the guys who walk in and then aren't even in the huddle even know what the play is for sure. So I've, as a defender, I don't know if I watch them or not. Quarterback will take a snap, keep it himself, cut to the left side, turn it upfield, cross the 30, up to the 32, 33-yard line. And that was a nice run right there. Grady Knoll. That was a play like that I had seen maybe back in the opening quarter where Grady took it, runs to the left side, takes it off, you know, the A or the B that time on the left side, and gets what he can, and that time what he could get was 7 yards, second down 3. And this time the handoff to the running back, he'll try the right side, but it's going to be stood up and needed 3, gets 1.5 yards or something like that. And we're going to bring up now a third down and short. We got a Centralia player getting up kind of slowly. We've got several Centralia guys getting up a little slowly, but they're all staying in. Now they're going to shuffle him out for a minute. They're going to take Brock Reineke out of the game and bring Miles Wimberly in. So they're losing no experience. Both of those young men are seniors. It is a third down and a long yard for JC. And Ethan Knoll goes in motion. Quarterback will keep it. He'll glide down, pick up the first down. And again, it's about a 7 or 8 yard carry. Grady Knoll carrying a football. And JCN with a big hill, again, as we mentioned, to get ahead. But they're going to have to hustle up over the ball. And here they go at the 44, first and 10. Shifting to the left side is going to be Ethan. Grady will take it, runs into the line, tries to slow down, looks for some daylight, finds none. He'll get a yard to the 45. Inside 8 to go now. Second down, 9. I don't know if Grandma Ice is listening. I hope if you are, you're sitting in a warmer spot than any of the rest of us are here tonight, cheering on your Chargers. Second down, 9. Back to throw. In trouble. And a sidearm throw is caught. 45-50, 45 down to the 42-yard line. That was a great catch by Ethan Nome, but maybe even a better throw by Grady, as the defense was on him. They had come with everybody, and he just kind of flipped that out, a little right-handed sidearm throw, kind of a little tin to Colve. And it's first and 10 at the 42. J.C. in Panther territory. Now slide down left side, and again, same play, same way, and the result, another close to a 5-yard gain for Grady Knoll. That time, shooting through, and trying to anticipate a little bit, was Drew Gibbs. Drew got there in the backfield, but just missed him. It'll bring up for the Chargers a second down and a half a dozen. Now we're inside 7 minutes to go. Jeff North running quickly back up over where McAfee's going to be wide to the left side, coming wide to the right side is going to be Fowler. This time the wraparound handoff right in the edge, and there was just no edge to get around. Going to be no gain on the play. Slowly climbing to his feet, Connor Kearns. You can always tell the guys who get a lot of contact. That's the darker jersey, the muddier jersey, the one that's less white than the teammates. For JCN, I would say Connor, Grady, they're in a tight combat for who's looking worse right now. Third down, 7. Quarterback, 3-step drop, fires one over the middle. Batted and tipped and incomplete. Looking for Fowler and nearly taken away in the middle by a guy whose name we really haven't called much. Playing cornerback all night, the sophomore Jacob Flinty. He kind of bats it away, and a great second effort was made by the Chargers. But Blake just couldn't quite get to it in time as that ball had been coming up. Taking a break, Joseph, 6:12 to go in the ballgame. Panthers 34, Jeff North 8.
Subway makes it their priority to serve you the delicious meals you love in the easiest, safest ways possible. Order in-store, online, or through the Subway app for carryout service. And with so many sandwich and salad options, everyone in the family will be happy. Check out their fresh melts, signature wraps, no bready bowls, and amazing salads. At Subway, under the 5th Street Viaduct in Atchison.
Westside Veterinary Clinic has been caring for animals in and around the Atchison area for over 30 years. Their commitment to excellence in veterinary medicine and compassionate care for pets has never changed. Whether you have larger farm animals or a small animal friend, they offer a full range of veterinary services including wellness care, senior pet care, grooming, pet boarding, and much more. Westside Veterinary Clinic, 17014 286 Road, Atchison, or check them out at westsidevetatchison.com.
Coming out of the timeout, J.C. is going to go 5 receivers in the pattern and dropping back to throw. It's Grady looking left, throwing left. Man, one-on-one coverage, and it's going to go incomplete. Down around the 10-yard line, and Centralia will take over on downs with 6:06 to go in the game. The 4-8 lead, and I would suspect maybe the Coach Holdhouse is going to be very patient and very methodical with this possession. He's not going to be in any kind of a rush. And the Centralia fans downstairs are looking now over to Lyon County, as they are expecting to be playing the winner of that Opie Pleasanton game, and they expect that game to be here. Here we go, first and 10, the single wing. Quarterback will keep it, bounce right, dropped across the line of scrimmage, picking up about a yard. Won't be any more than that. Second down and 9. Right now, though, for Centralia, scoring points, not an issue. Frankly, they're not even thinking about scoring points. They're thinking about ball control. They're thinking about time management. They're thinking about how warm that locker room is going to be. 5:40 away. Back up over the ball they come as they take plenty of time in the huddle. And the quarterback turns around and asks the referee, are you going to count it down? And he goes, no, man, it's the guy on the other end of the field you watch for counting down. And there goes the arm. 3, 2, and straight ahead run. Good for another maybe 2 yards. So you can see that we have not had, Centralia has not had a lot of experience in running these times out, apparently, because Trenton Talley was not quite certain who was going to be counting and who was watching for that countdown. 4:50 to play. The big scoreboards on either end have just about everything, except they do not have a play clock. They got the time, down, distance, possession, quarter, score, but don't have that. Here's a little handoff coming to the left side to the 45, up to the 50, cut to the side and finally getting hustled out of bounds around the 35-yard line is carrying a football around the left edge. Drew Gibbs able to advance the chains, and it's going to be a fresh set of downs here for Centralia. Clock stops with that stepping out of play with 4:29 to go. And Centralia, you know, they are on knocking on the door of their 10th win of the season. Getting ready to go to 10-0. J.C. Anderson shuffling some guys in and out of the game now. As you do in the late going and in games like this. And now Centralia, a little confused, and they want to make sure they're going to get this done right. We're taking a timeout with them, Joseph. 4.5 to go in the game. Panthers, 34, Jeff North, 8.
A wise investor once said, the stock market is filled with individuals who know the price of everything, but the value of nothing. At Cottle Financial Group, we are committed to giving you the information you'll need to know the difference between value and price. Whether you need a second opinion on your portfolio or you have a rollover you need help with, give us a call to learn more at 367-2700, 367-2700. Registered representative of and securities offered through Berthel Fisher & Company Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA SIPC.
You already know Gerber Electric provides professional and reliable service with free estimates and guaranteed work. But did you know they have a great retail space with electrical supplies for all of your do-it-yourself projects? Whether it's bulbs, batteries, connectors, or other electrical supplies, you can find it in their store at 405 North 17th in Atchison. At Gerber Electric, it's not just a job, it's a tradition.
Oh, we're coming out of the timeout, and the handoff very quickly made to Drew Gibbs, who was just as quickly tackled by Jefferson County North. Quick hit, quick tackle by R.B. Tweed, the junior. There will be the loss of a yard on that play, and we are inside 4 minutes to go now. You'll again see Centralia walk over to the near side. You'll see them burn the maximum amount of time, and let's be very candid, that is smart football. That's the right thing to do to just secure this win. Here they come back to the line of scrimmage on a second down and 11. Handoff, right side, breaking one tackle, leaping over another, and see, that's kind of one of those, did he hurdle that guy? We've been down this road here in the very recent past, and no flags, no penalties. A gain of 2, 3rd and 9. And we will be under 3 minutes to play when this thing gets put in play again. 3:13, 3:12, 3:11. Not sure if we have or how quickly we will have anything from OP to see who these teams are going to be lined up against. Long count. QB will take it, spin 360, fakes the handoff both ways, and then just turns it upfield and takes it inside the 30-yard line. It'll bring up now a fourth down and a couple of yards. 2:50 and rolling left in the season. About this time we start checking in on the seniors for JCN. There are not very many. Three seniors on this team for the Chargers. Centralia coming up over the ball. It's a fourth down call here. Motion was kept out to the right side. He'll set up on a wing. Long, long count. Waiting for the count, and there it comes. QB will take it. Slides down, stops back. Timing pattern goes right side, and that ball is going to be batted away, and it is going to go incomplete. Jason is going to take over on downs with 2:06 left. So the Chargers will get their offense back out on the field. Centralia is going to bring in their handful of defensive substitutions. Again, guys on teams this size tend to play pretty much every down going both ways. Brock Renke thought he was coming out, but now he's going to check back in. We will see the exit of Nick Thompson. He will not be in at the nose tackle here. 2:06 to go. And here comes Jeff North. And Coach Snyder talking to the official, taking a timeout. We're going to do it with him. What do you say, Joseph? Taking a break. 2:06 left in the game. It is Centralia in front of Jeff North, 34-8.
Millions of Americans suffer from hernias each year, but only a small percentage seek medical attention. Hernias can become extremely painful and cause major health complications. The only way to fix a hernia is with surgery. Amberwell General Surgeon Dr. Roderick Warren is an expert in hernia repair and uses advanced techniques at both Amberwell Atchison and Amberwell Hiawatha. If you think you might have a hernia, contact Dr. Warren's office at 913-367-6682 to request a consultation.
Your only source for local daily news, along with weather, sports, and the best mix of hit country. This is KAIR-FM, Horton Atchison.
The new Fall Blizzard Treat menu is at Atchison Dairy Queen Grill and Chill, and it's got all the fall, featuring returning favorites like pumpkin pie and new flavors like cinnamon roll setters, Reese's Take Five, Snickers Brownie, and more. This may be the fallest Fall Blizzard Treat menu lineup of all time, and it's all blended together in delicious, world-famous DQ soft serve. Try all the flavors at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison.
Coming out of the timeout, Grady goes over to Ethan. It's a gain of a yard. Now it's going to be up second down 9. Pass will go over into the left flat where it's a one-on-one tackle over there. The ball is caught for JCN by Connor Kearns, but a very well done individual tackle over on the far side. Going to be a short gain, sound third down 8 for the Chargers. JCN quickly hustling up over the ball. It's around their own 30-yard line with a minute 15 left. Then they'll go 5 receivers in the pattern, but they've not gone deep. They keep throwing the short pass. And now the quarterback's hit, and he's going to be sacked inside the 25-yard line. So the drop back, looking downfield, trying to let those routes get run. And as that was happening, pressure was coming from the inside. It'll bring up a fourth down, and JCN is going to take another timeout, their last one. Joseph, we will not. We're going to hang on to the right here and give us an opportunity to briefly kind of a review tomorrow's sports schedule. And here's the deal. Joseph, you might as well just have lunch and dinner ordered in and get the, you know, one of those delivery services that brings it to the door, because we're going to be in there a long time tomorrow. Get ready to have football on carrier with the Benedict and Ravens at home. A huge game. It's for the championship of the Heart of America South Division. Evangel 3-0, Benedictine 3-0 in the division. Ravens number 6 in the nation at 8-1. And that's going to be a 1 o'clock kickoff from Wilcox Stadium. We'll have your Care Radio pregame at about 12:30. Then, when that game's over, we're going to hustle down the hill, go to the Nolan Gymnasium, where the Benedictine men will be up against Southwestern at 5, and then the Benedictine ladies at 7 o'clock with Manhattan Christian. So, football and 2 basketball games, 3 contests tomorrow here on Care. Quarterback is back to throw in traffic, passes over the middle. It's going to go incomplete at the 45-yard line. And Chargers will turn it over on downs. Here comes Centralia with still 42 seconds on the scoreboard clock. We will see who comes out on the field and if there are any new numbers. There are not. So the guys that we have known and recognized through the course of the game are going to be back out there to finish this one out for the Panthers here this evening. Let's see how they align this. First and 10, Centralia inside the 25-yard line. In front, 34-8. They'll take a little time in the huddle. They didn't need to because the game clock is not running. And they will, in fact, go to the diamond formation. And that's going to do it. Your final score tonight in Centralia, Panthers 34, JCNA. We'll be back to summarize it for you right after this.
Thanks for listening to High School Football on Care Radio 93.7. Our coverage will continue with a Giant Communications postgame show featuring the Highland Community College Drive Summary right after this.
Union State Bank, founded in 1901, would like to take a moment to say thank you to everyone across the communities we serve. Hi, this is Kyle at Bank of Atchison, here to say that the work you do and the dedication you show to your local community continues to inspire our teams at all our branch locations. We are proud of our long history of being honest, reliable, and of remaining connected to the families and businesses we serve. As it was in the beginning, our customers are like family, and it is a privilege to work alongside them. Learn more about why we say we are rich in community at mybankusb.com. Member FDIC.
Get your tan on at Snap Fitness. You don't have to be a Snap Fitness member to take advantage of their great tanning deals. With three tanning beds, appointments are available from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. and 2 p.m. to 6 p.m. on Monday through Thursdays and 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. on Fridays and Saturdays. Call them at 913-367-1511 to schedule. Get your tan on at Snap Fitness, 409 Commercial in Atchison.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you the flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with HCC Online. Plus, Highland Community College offers a very affordable rate and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. Close to home, but far from debt. With a local choice, Highland Community College.
Tired of fighting ants, termites, and other pests in and around your home? Call Richard at All Pro Exterminating. With over 20 years local experience, he's got the knowledge and the tools to handle your problem. All Pro Exterminating, 913-367-7729.
KAIR is your local sports authority. On the air at 93.7 FM, online at mscsports.net. Bringing you play-by-play coverage of your favorite high school teams, and still your voice for the Benedictine Ravens. For local sports, it's always KAIR.
It's frustrating continually losing your connection from room to room in your house. Well, it's time to switch now and ask for the simple, easy, and powerful solution from Giant Communications. The new home managed Wi-Fi service gives you freedom for all your devices with an uninterrupted connection that spans from your bedroom all the way to your backyard. That's right, Giant's managed Wi-Fi is connectivity for your home at the tap of a button. Learn more online at giantcomm.net. It's time for you to take the simple, easy, and powerful route for home managed Wi-Fi from Giant Communications.
Back with you here at Riggins Family Field, where presentations are being made by the officials here at this regional ball game, regional championship going to Centralia here tonight as they get by JCN. Centralia scored first in the game, got in front, 6-0. Nice game by Maverick. That is Maverick Becker. He scored the first touchdown of the game, and then he was also able to throw a 2-point conversion and run in a 2-point conversion in the game. JCN got on the board and took a lead in the second quarter on a 1-yard run by Connor Kearns. 2-point conversion by Grady Noel was good, and Jason got in front 8-6. But after that, all the scoring belonged to Centralia, and they move now to 10-0 on the season. So for Centralia, they will be on next week to play the winner of Opie and Pleasanton. For JCN, they'll wrap up the year at 6-4, 4-1 record in the district, 4-1 in the Northeast Kansas League. Great group of Charger fans over there to greet their team, and Centralia looking forward to another home game in the state tournament next weekend. Again, big day of sports on K-Ready for you tomorrow. Benedictine football, pregame 12:30. Kickoff at 1 from Wilcox Stadium, Ravens and Evangel. Basketball, the guys at 5, the girls at 7, all of them here on CARE. I want to thank you for having joined us. I want to thank our man Joseph at the CARE Sports Studio for making it all happen. Joseph, well done as always. Can we reach you tomorrow from Centralia, Kansas? Again, it was Centralia 34, Jeff North 8, Tom Couch. So long, everybody.
Thanks for listening to High School Football on your local sports authority, CARE Radio 93.7. Find the latest scores, game recaps, and team information at mscsports.net. This has been an MSC Sports production.
Here is your Hot Country 93.7 forecast. Scattered thunderstorms likely tonight, otherwise cloudy. Lows dip down to about 35. North winds 8 to 15 miles an hour. Bright sunshine tomorrow. Scattered rain showers likely. Daytime highs approaching 56. Clear skies and quiet again tomorrow night, 40. Upper 50s Sunday and Monday. Once again, low of 35 tonight. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
First, fast and factual. Stay informed with 5 full-length newscasts on Hot Country 93.7. And visit us anytime online at MSC.